clear their airways for the big broadcast. It's time for HempRadio.com, your source for everything hemp and cannabis. With your host, Patty Kicks, the queen of cannabis.
Hey, welcome to Hemp Radio. It's Patty Cakes, the queen of cannabis, and I am here. Oh my God, today is a very special day. This is the high holiday. And for me and my fabulous BFF, yes, you heard me right. I have a BFF, and he is so fucking cute.
Aw, Patty,
Coach, say hey.
Everybody.
Yes, yes. We're having a fabulous time because this is the high holiday.
Yes, it is.
And it is Yom Kippur and Day of Atonement. Mm-hmm. And I apologize to everybody. I told my cats I was sorry if I ever offended them.
Yes.
Listen, I say if I offend you, that means you need to be offended.
I completely agree, Pat.
Do you agree?
I do. Sometimes you just have to tell people how it is.
They can't handle it. They can't handle it. Especially, yeah. Anyway, it's a very special day, and I made noodle kugel.
Ooh.
I'm so excited because you can smell it.
Yes, you can.
I have put cinnamon in it, and yummy, yummy, yummy. Mm. So I took it out of the oven right before Coach came, and we're going to have kugel.
Yes, we are. I'm excited. Can't wait.
So I am really excited. Do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, Coach? And we are BFFs, aren't we?
We are BFFs tonight, Patty.
No,
we are, Patty.
Oh, okay.
I fucking love you.
Okay. I love you, too.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, we'll be back. Tell them what you do.
Hi, everybody. I'm Cannabis Coach. And I am a life coach that incorporates cannabis into my coaching sessions. And
he got me a cannabis.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Yes, I did. It's a very different kind of approach to life coaching, per se. And for those of you that don't really know what that is, it is basically kind of being a therapist minus the drug and alcohol abuse and the mental instability. So I don't talk about those kind of items.
So if I'm really screwed up, I can't come to you.
No.
Okay.
You cannot. You need to go see a therapist.
You
Patty.
Need to. I didn't ask for your personal opinion.
Right. But no, I'm more of a coach when it comes to life. So I help people a lot when it comes to relationships, when it comes to careers, when it comes to, you know, kind of just guiding people down the path that they've always wanted to go down.
And why are, do you find that some people are afraid? Do you find that they think they don't have the right skill set? What is it that they need guidance for? What are they lacking that they're going to get?
I think the biggest thing is it's fear and it's self-doubt. When it comes to those two items, that's our biggest enemies, in my opinion. You know, it's really easy to fear the failure. You know, you don't know what's going to happen, right? That's the whole thing here is what's going to happen in the future. That's what we all trip out about.
Oh, I don't think about what's going to happen in the future. I don't really care.
Right.
I'm living it, babe.
You need to
You
live
know
it.
What I'm saying?
Exactly.
I mean, I never, ever, I was not that, obviously, I didn't plan. Didn't marry the rich guy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Raise my kid. Look at my cat. Is
right.
he crazy?
Right.
And
that's where we need to get people at, is exactly where you're at. Just living in the moment and living life, you know, and not
worrying
so
much. But you still
have
to plan.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, you have to make a life for yourself, for your family.
Yes, you do.
And what better opportunities do we have now but in the cannabis industry?
Yes.
It's like this is infancy.
Yes. I agree. And that's, you know, the hardest part about talking about yourself and talking about what you want is being vulnerable. And for me, what I've noticed is sometimes, Patty, smoking a little cannabis opens you up. Makes you talk a little more.
Oh, it does.
Yes, it
does.
Well,
I think it brings out your true self.
Yes, it really
does.
You
know, I mean, all the veils are gone or whatever you call them, you know. I mean... the fear.
Yes.
You're relaxed.
You are.
You know, it's just so wonderful. I mean, it's fabulous. Yeah. I am so excited. So where do you find people are the most, their weakest spots? Is it because of a relationship, or is it because of they just doubt themselves?
A lot of it is, I think it really is, again, it's the self-doubt and not believing in themselves. You know, the biggest thing that I've coached on more than anything is career coaching. So really trying to help people get to do something that they finally want to do with their lives. You know, so many people stick with these jobs and do these, you know, quote-unquote careers.
Right, because we've been brainwashed.
Yes.
And not, I mean, I was taught that I could do anything I wanted.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
No matter what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you have to let people do, you know, not everybody's going to go to college. Not everybody. I mean, it's great to do what I did it. I loved it. It was great.
Right.
I think it enhances your life. But right now, we have the perfect industry for so many people.
Right.
There's so many areas in cannabis and hemp,
yes,
that need to be filled.
Right.
I mean, what better way to make money? What better way to be involved?
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think something cannabis related is just incredible. You know, I've really have noticed a difference. I used to be a life coach for a really long time, and I still do life coaching without cannabis, but I have noticed such a difference with coaching with cannabis, you know, and just seeing...
You mean do you smoke with the people you're coaching?
I do. That's exactly
what
I do.
Oh, my God. So
yes.
They're relaxed.
Yes.
Because it's hard talking. People don't like to, especially men.
Right.
Are they harder?
They are extremely hard. They're way harder than the women. And I've noticed when you just give that guy a joint and, you know, about 5-10 minutes in, you know, you can really get someone open up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible what it can do. And it's, I do, I also do like Skype, and I do, you know, the web chats and do all that as well. And we smoke when I do those sessions with people as well. And, you know, we're not sitting there and we're not getting, you know, crazy.
No. Right. I get it.
Right.
I get it.
Right.
But it is a comfortable and a relaxed environment.
It is.
And it doesn't, I mean, when you smoke, people think you smoke, you're like fucked up for 16 days.
Right.
It's like 20 minutes.
It really is.
That's,
you know,
it.
It really is.
So I think it's really good to be relaxed.
Yes.
And the person that, I mean, they're nervous.
Right. They really are. They're always, it's really hard to talk about yourself, and it's really hard to talk about the things that scare you and
right.
the things that
especially
you want.
Especially men.
Yes.
They're not
really
supposed
is.
To be scared.
I know.
Guess what?
They're terrified.
I mean.
They are. It really is. There's so much fear out there in this world, and it's like what you said in the very beginning, we got to get to that moment of just loving it, you know, and living it and being in the moment.
Right, right.
Life's too short.
Right. Oh, my God. It is so short. I remember being in the 9th grade,
mm-hmm.
and I was at a play at school, and I was looking up on the stage, and I thought, I mean, you know, my mind just floats all the time. I thought, I'll never live to be 21.
Right.
Do you remember any moments like that? I mean, I'll never forget that, and just time flies.
Yeah.
You know, I'm 302 now,
right.
So.
Right, you look great.
Mommy fag. Cannabis. I owe it all to cannabis.
Right.
I swear to God.
Right.
Hey, we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back. And the cannabis coach and I, hey, he's fabulous, I have to say. Shut up. And we're going to be right back with some more Hot Pot Topics and the Cannabis Coach.
Clear the airwaves for the big broadcast. It's time for HempRadio.com, your source for everything hemp and cannabis. With your host, Patty Cakes, the queen of cannabis.
We need to talk about this, Coach. I don't know whether to be happy or... What? Because Coca-Cola is eyeing the cannabis market.
I heard about that. That is something... They're thinking about doing CBD is what I heard.
Yes.
CBD-infused drink.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
It's about time a company gets on board.
I mean, I'm in total shock. And I don't really drink a lot of soda. I know that you do. I don't really want to say that loud. But I don't. But I do drink Diet Coke.
Right.
I love it.
Right.
I've always preferred Coke. So I will definitely buy the CBD-infused Coke.
I absolutely would.
I mean, isn't that something?
It's intense. I can't believe they're doing it.
Yeah.
It's
right.
Going to be very exciting.
So we are, we're definitely watching this, and I suggest you too, because you may be going to your supermarket next week, next month, next year, tomorrow, we don't know. And you'll see a can or a bottle that says, what's their tagline? What's their tagline?
It's the drink fresh? No.
It'll be drink green.
Drink green. Coca-Cola.
They'll come up with a great slogan in every stoner in the world. I mean...
Every single one.
Every one of them.
Yes, they will.
Do stoners drink soda? Yeah, I don't know.
They really do.
I don't. I mean, I'm not a big soda drinker.
You gotta be a little younger, I think. A lot of the younger
I never
do.
Drank it.
Yeah.
Even as a young person, I never gave it to my daughter.
Right.
We never had soft drinks in our house.
Right.
I don't know. The beer companies are getting on the bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
Bandwagon.
Yeah.
It's so fabulous and fascinating how many people are joining in. So Hemp Radio has blessed you.
Yes.
Coke.
Please
yeah.
do it.
Yeah.
ASAP.
And advertise on Hemp Radio.
Yes.
We'll give you a discount.
Absolute discount, Coca-Cola.
Yeah. South Africa's Supreme Court has legalized the private use of marijuana. What does that mean?
Probably, I don't think it's a medical, possibly doing it at their homes in
Wait.
Private.
Unanimously legalized the private use of cannabis on Tuesday, upholding a lower court's decision ruling that it was unconstitutional and therefore invalid to criminalize the drug. Okay. Allows adults to consume cannabis in private and grow marijuana for private consumption. I think that's fabulous.
Well, there you go, South Africa.
Oh, my God.
I'm proud.
Listen, we are going to be a rich world.
Yes, we are.
If everybody grows cannabis, makes products from hemp, I mean...
We'd be an amazing world.
We would be an amazing world, and everybody would be fucking happy.
Yes, we would.
I mean, they'd be happy. They wouldn't be fighting. People that smoke pot probably don't even own guns, do they?
No. A majority don't. I hope not. God.
Well, I mean, I used to have a gun, but it was taken away. No, I'm just teasing. And did you know Kristen Bell smokes pot once a week? I don't believe that.
What?
I believe she smokes daily.
She does not smoke once a week.
That's what
Come
she
on.
Said.
That's exactly what she says to the cameras.
Yeah. Kristen Bell smokes weed once a week, might host an ecstasy party.
Wow. There you go, Kristen.
And Zach, well, I thought he was on the sober wagon, not that pot's...
Well, I guess times have changed, right?
Kristen... says she smokes marijuana while watching 60 Minutes. Well, I'd smoke watching 60 Minutes, too, wouldn't
yes,
you?
Yes, I would. I would smoke the whole entire time.
Opened up about her recreational drug use What the Fuck with Marc Maron. I like him.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Yeah, yeah. She says, I like my vape pipe pen quite a bit.
Oh,
we
there,
all love
there you go. Quite a bit. Yeah. Once a week, my ass.
I can't do it around my kids. And no, you can't. See, the difference between now and when my daughter was a baby, we didn't have vape pipes.
Right.
We just had joints.
Right.
I don't think we... Did we have bongs? You weren't even born.
No, I was not.
I'm going to teach you a lot.
I need to learn. I do.
So, I mean, that's great because you can't smell it.
Right.
You know, my girlfriends and I would be in the car with all the windows down with a joint hanging out the window. Mm-hmm. There were never kids in the car.
Right.
But they were babies.
Right. And at the time.
They were in car seats.
Right.
And we weren't driving.
Right.
But we're all alive and everybody was fine. I'm not promoting this. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm really not.
Absolutely not.
But I say go, Kristen.
Go, Kristen. You get it, girl, with that
baby. Yeah. Yeah, she has two kids.
She's cooking it in the bathroom.
She got, yes, yes. She has never done cocaine, and she probably hasn't.
Right.
I'd smoke pot with. I'm inviting her over.
Kristen
I'll make
Bell.
Kugel.
Come do hemp radio.
Yeah, come do hemp radio, and you can bring Zach.
Yes, and smoke your vape.
In fact, we got, oh, honey, we'll take care of
you. We'll take care of you.
Yeah. And bring Snoop Dogg. If wonder if she's friends.
I don't know. You really should bring him, though. That'd be a great night.
And Martha.
Oh, Martha. Let's bring Martha.
Yes.
I would like to talk about New Jersey a little bit, if that's okay.
Oh, my God. Is this good?
It's very good.
Okay, go ahead. You're not... Go ahead.
Pot cafes could be legal in New Jersey by 2019.
You just stuck a knife in my heart. They will not be legal before mine.
They will be.
No,
I
they can't
to God
be.
Not. They can't be.
New Jersey?
Yes, New
I'm
Jersey.
I'm in California, Huntington Beach.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, this can't be happening. You know, I bet Chris Christie is wanting to kill himself.
Right.
Because do you remember what he said? People that smoke pot, in his state,
yeah.
It was like you get the electric chair.
Yeah, he was highly against it.
I mean, he was highly against it.
Yep.
He was repealing everything that was appealed or repealed or appealed or peeled.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He was stripping everything. I bet, I would love to hear what he has to say about it now. He's probably dying.
He's probably
crying. I mean, who says this?
The Newsweek. It looks like Rolling Stone. Let me see here.
No, I mean, what are they doing? Do we know?
No, they're going to be opening up a bunch of different pod cafes. Like, they're going to be doing kind of like the whole idea was selling edibles and doing all that in New Jersey. At a cafe. It's very intense. I think we need to get California on the bandwagon.
Well,
Huntington Beach.
Honey, HB. Surf City, man. This is the place for everything. We have the surf, U.S. Surf Open. We got the volleyball, whatever that's called. We have everything. We have crab watching, whale watching, porpoise watching. I mean, we have everything here. Cute guys, great cops, handsome cops and policemen.
Yes, they do.
I take pictures of them.
Yes. They're little hottie patties. It's that beach body is what it is.
Oh, my God. We live in the best place.
We really
I
do.
Mean, but you know what? I think this is great. Estee Lauder capitalizes on cannabis.
There you go.
Yeah. They are going to launch a new Celandine Green face mask that contains cannabis sativa seed oil from hemp. Yay.
There you go.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. I mean, I can't believe it's so mainstream, Coach. I really can't.
It's changed a lot.
I mean, what?
It's incredible how far it's come so far and, like, the just where we're going to be in the very near future.
And the money.
Yes.
I mean, your generation has to capitalize on this.
Right.
This is like, you know, when they... People came here to strike oil or gold or... What did they come here for?
I think for oil.
Oil?
Yeah, oil and gold.
Gold.
I think both.
Whatever.
You're right.
But now, it really is the green rush.
It
and
is.
It really is here. And if everybody does what they're supposed to do, it could be fabulous. There'll be farmers. I mean, California's farm, right?
Right. It's huge.
Look at the people that could be working.
So much potential.
Look at... manufacturing. I mean, what we can do here. We're going to take a short break.
We'll be back.
I just got the hook. The cat gave me the hook. Coach and I will be right back.
clear their airways for the big broadcast. It's time for HempRadio.com, your source for everything hemp and cannabis. With your host, Patty Cakes, the queen of cannabis.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, we're so excited to be here.
Yes, we are.
Hey, it's Patty Cakes. Welcome back. And I am here with a coach. Hey.
Hi, everybody, and happy high holiday. Hope you're all getting a little high tonight.
It's a this is the high holiday, as yes, we mentioned. Is. This is a very special night for us. I made noodle kugel. And we just had some kugel, and it was fabulous.
Absolutely fabulous.
It was okay.
Oh, it was amazing.
It was,
stop it, you.
Okay.
Delicious.
Okay, okay. And we're sort of having a high holiday.
Yes, we are.
I mean,
it's a fabulous night.
Isn't this what it's supposed to be?
Yes, we've been enjoying ourselves.
And you know what? This is the biggest news today, I think.
Uh-huh.
The Italian, ancient Italian skeletons had hemp in their teeth.
What? The ancients?
I mean, this is an article from Forbes magazine. This isn't from High Times. Mm-hmm. Ancient Italian skeletons had hemp in their teeth, the archaeologists discovered.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and this is 2018, recent. And they, in a new analysis of thousands of teeth found from ancient skeletons buried at a site near Naples, Italy, archaeologists have discovered that people were using their mouths to help with their work. Mm-hmm. I thought that was so interesting.
Yeah,
and before I thought, what were they doing, sewing their clothes with their teeth?
Right.
I mean, it was interesting. I mean, this was like 1800 BC. What does that mean?
Yeah, that's like before Christ.
Were you smart in that area?
Before Christ.
But what was before Christ? I don't get it.
So
I'm so confused.
It's right before the zero mark, and when it goes to 1, 2, 3, and
then
2018.
Is there a year one?
There is a year one.
Well, what happened then?
I don't fucking know.
I mean,
I wasn't around for that.
Neither was I. But we have to research that because I get real confused.
So it's 1,800 years before year one.
But who lived here? Italians.
Yes.
I knew it. I knew they'd be here.
And they sewed with their mouths, with hemp.
Hey, listen, did you used to open beer bottles with your teeth?
Yeah, I've done that a couple
exactly.
times.
Exactly. Pop bottles, soda bottles.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, we all use our teeth as tools to open bottles, hold pieces of paper, or even smoke a pipe. In our case, a bonk.
Yes.
And I mean, that's what we do.
That is what we do.
So they discovered that their work likely involved processing hemp.
Wow.
Into string and fabric.
That many years back.
Yeah. Yeah.
That far back.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah. It's so amazing. I mean, these people, what is it? I'm so in awe of archaeologists, historians. I mean, the DNA shit. I mean, they can find out anything.
Anything. It's incredible.
It's amazing. It says the fiber fragments appear to be hemp and are a perfect match for the width of the tooth grooves. Now, little pieces of thread they had of hemp.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
I think it's crazy how far back it goes and how we don't
It's unclear exactly how old hemp production in ancient Italy is, but it was well known in the Roman times, they say.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's how far back it goes. The hemp was also found attached to a metal blade in the tomb of an adult male. And metal blade, sword. I mean,
wow.
I don't know. This discovery of hemp. Oh, yeah, likely the remains of a fabric sheath. where you put your sword in.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? It was, everything was made
everything
out of hemp.
Everything was hemp. I was going to say, everything
was
hemp.
Everything was hemp because it's so strong. Yeah. It's the strongest fiber.
Yeah.
I read somewhere that it's 10 times stronger than steel.
Yeah.
Hello? I mean, that's really strong.
Right.
Anyway, wow. And there's so much more work to be done on this. And I'm sure that as they dig, they're going to find more stuff.
That's incredible.
Isn't it incredible?
Yeah.
How far back it goes. And we allowed them to take it away from us.
Yes, we did. Unfortunately.
But Governor Bruce, and I, please forgive me if I'm mispronouncing, R-A-U-N-E-R, Rauner?
Rauner.
He signed a bill legalizing industrial hemp on Saturday. Where is he? Chicago. Illinois. To a growing... Do you believe that?
What?
Governor Bruce Rauner signs bill legalizing industrial hemp, August 24th, 2018.
Wow. There you go.
Yeah.
Get it, Chicago.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I mean, isn't that amazing?
It's changing. It's worm-proofing.
So,
we're getting there.
Think how many people are going to have jobs.
Yeah.
Think how many factories are going to start going up again. I mean, years ago, 20s, 30s, there were factories. They built factories. And everybody made, cities made things, and that's how they thrived. I mean, people made clothing, and, you know, wood was processed, and paper, I mean, all kind of shit. And then we got greedy, and we wanted it cheaper and faster, so we said, oh, send it to China.
Right.
They'll do it for 2 cents.
That's
what happened. We did it.
Yeah,
we created it.
Yes, we did.
But we can't cry over, as my mother used to say, spilt milk.
But we need to get on board, though.
Yeah.
We really do.
Everybody needs to get on board.
We really do.
That's why we're doing the Hemp Expo.
Yes.
I'm so excited. I mean, we can't really talk about it because our venue's not locked in yet. It's
right.
It's being close to getting locked in, but as of now, it isn't. So I don't want to, you know, put the bad luck on myself and my people's dreams. And I don't, is this wood?
I just knocked on wood.
But anyway, this is so exciting. And you know what? More and more states are going to do that.
Yes. More and more will over time.
That's how we all started. It was farming. I mean, I'm from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
It was farming.
Right.
You know, Carolinas, forget about tobacco. Hemp.
Right.
Grow hemp.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the Carolinas and Georgia, all those states.
People just need to research to find out the benefits and what kind of, how much it can really change and what kind of money it can bring in, you know. Just Google it, everybody. Just look.
Yeah,
stuff,
right. Well, hemp is at the heart of, I can't pronounce this. What does that say, Coach? Piranha?
Piranhas.
Piranhas Future Collections. Which is an apparel company, and they do sports and that kind of thing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they have doubled, their global apparel production has doubled since 2000. So now they're going to do hemp.
There you go. They're going to do hemp products.
Yes.
Good.
Southern California-based Piranha, Piranha, a brand that has been working with hemp, listen to this, since 2001.
Wow.
I applaud them.
Yes.
They've been selling hemp. Well, my friend at Hemp Traders has been in the business 30 years.
Wow.
30.
That's incredible.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Longevity.
Good for him.
Longevity is where it's at.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's becoming more and more available, and the stigma, you know, when you say hemp, people think of burlap.
Yes, they do.
It's, I got hemp silk. I have hemp jersey. It's like, just like cotton.
Mm-hmm.
Better.
Right.
than cotton, but
yeah.
I'm just using that as an analogy.
Yeah.
It's a fiber.
Yeah.
It could be woven into anything. Anything in my house, except for my stove, well, maybe my stove too, can be made out of hemp.
Yeah, and the health benefits when it comes to hemp as
well.
Oh,
my goodness.
There's
yes.
so many things out
for
there.
For your pets.
Yes.
It just, and we can go on and on and on.
Yes.
So the apparel company, it's going to be incredible.
That
I mean,
scary.
And that's my thing. I just want to make really cool hemp clothing for old broads.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I think you could sell that so good.
I mean, that's my dream. I mean, hemp inhibits bacteria. It has a thermoconductive property. It allows fibers to keep you cool. I mean, it keeps you cool when it's supposed to and warm when it's supposed to.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's like alive.
Yeah,
you know,
really
it's
is.
Incredible.
People don't realize what all can be made out of it and what it can do.
Oh, it's UV resistant.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just incredible. Anyway, this is my favorite. Making it 99.5% resistant to staph bacteria.
Ah, there you go.
Why?
Right.
Hasn't some... I know that.
Right.
I got it. I mean, it's incredible. So, you know, that's the only fabric that I can say that does that. Fiber, rather.
Right.
Anyway, I could go on and on and on, and I apologize for being so long-winded. But, hey, Sephora's putting it in their cosmetics. Per-R's putting it in their clothing. Anna's putting it in their clothing. Governor Bruce Bronner signing a hemp bill. We're on our way.
We are.
I can't believe it. I'm so excited. I think this is... That's why we're celebrating the high holiday.
Yes.
Because this is the beginning of a new year
mm-hmm.
for us.
It really is. There's a lot of changes coming. A
yes.
lot of big things happening.
A lot of big things happening.
Big things.
And we're so excited.
We really
love... You know, thank you for joining us. And I appreciate all your help, Coach.
Oh, you're so welcome.
And I hope you enjoyed the Kugel.
Yes, I did enjoy the Kugel. And then, can I give everybody my email?
Is oh, you could okay? do whatever you want, honey.
If you're interested in contacting me for any sort of coaching session, my email is cannabiscoach@yahoo.com. And if you are on Instagram, it's Instagram, right? Oh my gosh, I can't.
Instagram.
I totally forgot for a second. Instagram. It's cannabis_coach. Please reach out to me. I'd love to send you info. And I have had a great time, Patty.
I
just
know.
Have to say.
Me too. We had so much fun.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming.
It's been such a blast.
For the high holiday. I couldn't have...
Happy
high holiday. You'll never forget this.
I never will.
Yeah. And this is great.
This is great.
And on that note, it's time to blow this joint.